Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 90 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on November 23rd, 2015. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to be energetic Kevin again.
I know. I love energetic Kevin.
I know, and you've been missing for far too long.
You know, in the very beginning, I was like, wow, you're actually just hurting my ears. But, you know, now I'm like, huh, I kind of missed that, Kevin, a little bit.
Right, right?
You were, like, not bitter. You were, like, super
against Right, I'm trying it. To be not be the bitter, beaten down, soul sucked out of him, Kevin, that I've been for the last little while.
Right. No, you are a happy Kevin.
Right, because, you know, things are going my way. Everything's coming up roses. Bye, Felicia. Okay, moving right along. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
Pete.
Kevin.
Pete, we are joined by a guest again this week. It's like a lot of three men in the mouse going on the last couple of weeks.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah. So, folks, it is someone you know. It's someone you love. It's somebody that books your vacation for you, most of you. It is Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, our good friend, making his return to the show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Pete.
What's going on, my friend?
A lot of energetic, exciting stuff for the holidays.
Yeah. You guys, are you doing it? Dave, I assume your house is very Disneyed out at the holidays.
It is, and I'm in the process, the three-week process of building my Christmas train village.
Three-week process?
Yes.
What takes 3 weeks?
The train, setting the train track, which is a 7-foot by 10-foot platform.
Wow.
And then I have a ski village, a downtown.
Is this all like Disney? Is it all Disney themed?
No, there's about 5 hidden Mickeys in it.
Wow.
Is it true? I heard that the downtown was getting remodeled.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be Dave's Train Springs.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'll have to have Pete come and take a look at it.
Yeah, please do. But so, you know, I was actually looking at like the Disney Christmas Village the other day because I was down in Disney Springs, and I love that Christmas store down there. Like, there are plenty of Christmas stores in Walt Disney World, but the Christmas store at Disney Springs is by far and away my favorite.
And it's funny. I used to think that was my favorite too, but something about Ye Olde Christmas Shop.
It's just, Ye Olde Christmas Shop. I love it, but it's a little too. It's a little too small. Kind of has
it
the
is
Harry
small,
Potter
but
problem.
I guess I kind of have the magic going on when I'm there.
Yeah, I guess so. But so I mean, I love this store, and I was looking at like the Mickey's house and like, you know, the water tower and like all like the Christmas Village stuff. Like Mickey's little house is like $85.
Yeah,
like they are expensive pieces.
I went down that road. We have the Dickens Village, so everything is Charles Dickens themed.
Oh, is Uncle Scrooge in it?
No, it's not Disney.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad I bought it when I was like a young person with Heather, right? Because I just don't think I could spend that kind of money now.
Right.
They get crazy expensive.
They do. They very much do. Okay, so before we get into the show this week, just want to bring up a couple mousekeeping items. If you are an Amazon shopper who's doing any holiday shopping on Amazon.com, we invite you to first go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com, click the Amazon link at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to, only the White Dragon Podcast Network. It's a small percentage back of what you purchase. If you're looking to help the network out in a more direct manner, you can always go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor, where you can make a small monetary donation to the upkeep of the network. No matter how small, it is always appreciated. Folks, people ask me all the time where we get our listener feedback from. That is our Facebook discussion group over at facebook.com/groups/twomeninthemouse. It's actually where all of our questions for today's email bag episode have come from. So please hop on over and join. You know, we approve everyone as long as you're not a robot, because I don't trust the robots, Pete.
Why would you?
That's the first step to human extinction.
It's very American of you.
Yep.
Kevin.
Also, folks, we are always on. Well, by we, I mean I am always on Periscope now. You can follow me on Periscope at White Dragon Podcast Network. Just last night, Peter Mandel, we were Periscoping the Frozen Holiday Wish in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm always full of those now.
I should get involved with this Periscope so I can watch.
You
your
should,
little...
yeah. You can watch my misadventures.
I like that.
Yeah, and then they stay up there for a little while, so you can, like, if you don't catch it live, you can always rewatch.
But yeah, but you got to get it live.
But if you pop in, you could also, like, you know, comment along and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's like we have like a whole little community. I was Periscoping the Osborne lights the other day. So as I'm periscoping and like explaining things, I hear someone behind me also periscoping and explaining things, and I turn around and it's Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, and so I go and I stand behind him and I'm like, I'm just gonna let Lou Mangiello tell you guys all about this, and he's like definitely heard me and looked at me and like got creeped out and like moved away. It was really great.
That's great. That's awesome.
It was awesome. okay, folks, and as always, we also invite you to get all your Disney news over at Orlando Passholder, which is ORLPassholder.com, which gives you lots of news on Walt Disney World and Universal Studios and SeaWorld theme, all the Orlando theme parks. And if you want to deck your halls in style this year, we invite you to get some Two Men in the Mouse t-shirts. You can get the official Two Men in the Mouse t-shirt over at teespring.com/WhiteDragonPN. That's TEESPRING .com/WhiteDragonPN. And our new Dole Whip shirt. The Dole Whip shirt has been a very popular seller. People are really enjoying this Dole Whip shirt. You can find that at teespring.com/twomeninthemouse whip. 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 Okay, and so now it's time for the news brought to you by our good friend right here, Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. I'm sure we'll probably talk about that at some point tonight, right, Dave?
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. All right, so first, worldwide news. Monorail Black is going to be retooled as a Star Wars monorail, or it already has been, actually.
Love it.
But it's not going to be to the extent that, like, the Avenger rail was, where, like, the whole monorail was wrapped. Now it's just, the wrap only goes around the windows of the monorail.
Not as cool.
Yeah, so it's like the windows all look like the dunes, not Tatooine, but of that other planet that they're on. Which I always forget the name of now.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. The new one, right?
The new one, yeah.
And I'm trying to stay as information-free as possible.
Yeah, and me too, actually. I'm like not watching the TV spots or anything. And you know, BB-8 is on it and stuff like that. okay, so, yeah. No Disney Springs news this week, but we do have some resort news. The Gingerbread House is now open at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. I was actually just there yesterday, and I periscoped it.
Okay.
It, you know what? I had never seen it before. It was really, really cute. I thought it'd be bigger though.
It's really nice though.
It is. It's gorgeous and like so much detail. And you know, the people are actually working inside of it, and they're selling like little cake pops and stuff from inside. Really, really neat. I really enjoyed seeing it.
You should go over to the Beach Club. Do they have one there? They have one there also.
I believe they also have one at the Boardwalk now, I'm hearing.
Oh, really?
From what I heard, yeah. Someone's at the Boardwalk. So, okay, so moving along. Water park news. Typhoon Lagoon was actually closed today, which I always find fascinating because it was closed for
you'd love when it closes.
It was closed for low temperatures because today was in the 60s all day. High was only 69. So, needless to say, Peter Mandel, yeah. I wore a hoodie.
Did you?
Yep. I'm that Floridian now.
It's so weird. I am still rocking shorts, and it was, I think, 39 when I got into the shop tonight.
Wow,
to do
so you're like
show.
The opposite of me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna rock shorts for a while.
Okay. All right. So moving along. Magic Kingdom news. There's gonna be a short Tomorrowland Transit Authority refurbishment going on. That it's going to be closing on December the 8th and reopening on closing on December the 7th, reopening on December the 11th.
Why?
Skimming.
Skimming it up?
Just skimming it up. But like, right. I'm interested to see. I didn't like actually look into this because I'm bad at my job. But whether or not there's a Very Merry Christmas Party during that time period. Actually, I assume there would have to be.
It would have to be, right? It's a four-day period.
Yeah. Which, like, could you imagine going there and not being able to ride the TTA with a hot chocolate?
Yeah, I'd be a little bummed out.
I would, too. Dave, have you done Very Merry?
Oh, yeah.
What's your opinion on it? Is it worth the money?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out if I like the Very Merry better than the Not So Scary.
Really?
But Not So Scary has, with the Headless Horseman, always is like my favorite thing. But
although yeah. I heard, is the Headless Horseman still there? I heard he was.
I had heard a couple people say this year that he was there. Maybe it was just the night I was there that he wasn't there because it had rained.
Listen, he was there last year when I went and saw it.
Mm.
The Halloween party is better than the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It just is.
To be honest, I'm debating about the Christmas party this year because I'm like, do I really want to spend $70 to go eat cookies and drink hot chocolate? Or do I want to...
And the cookies stink, by the way. The cookies are atrocious. At least last year's were.
Yeah, I mean... Because, like, what else do you really get? I mean, there's, like, the card, but I can get someone to get me the card.
Right.
Which I'll then send to you for Ethan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. But then there's also, like, is there a parade?
Yeah, there is a parade. Listen, here's
the thing.
There's a fireworks show. When it comes down to it, you know, it's Christmas everywhere in Disney World the entire Christmas season. It is not Halloween everywhere in Disney World when it's Halloween time.
Right.
I mean, Main Street's decorated, but it's not crazy Halloween in Epcot. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get bombarded with Halloween. That's what makes that night so fantastic, because it's crazy Halloween everywhere. Christmas, honestly, it's very Christmassy in all the parks.
And I'll tell you what, if the experience of Main Street in the snow is something that people are like desperate for, I have a little trick for it, because I experienced it the other day. I was in Magic Kingdom on a very merry day, and I went on an attraction. I went on Jingle Cruise, I think, like at like 6:50. So like the party was about to begin, but they were still they can't like kick you out until 7. So I went on Jingle Cruise like right at 6:50, got off the ride probably around like 7:15, and when I walked down Main Street to leave, it was snowing.
Perfect.
Yep, it was perfect. Okay,
Kevin, to answer your question, they're having the Very Merry on the 6th and the 8th.
Interesting. So the one on the 8th will have the. We'll have no TTA. Like, could you imagine like not being able to ride the TTA at Very Merry? Because I thought that that's like one of the big things people like to do. Or at least, is that just something that you like to do?
I mean, I do. Yeah. I love it.
I know you do. Okay, so the Liberty Tree Tavern refurbishment has been pushed back again. Reopening has been pushed back again. It was supposed to open a bunch of different times. Kept pushing it back. Now it is reopening on Thanksgiving Day this Thursday.
Wow.
You can't push it back any further than that, because Liberty Tree Tavern is the place to go in Disney on Thanksgiving.
Well, I wonder, you know, people must have had ADRs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I assume they did.
So do you think, like, let's say that this thing's going to open on the 20th, right? And it gets pushed back to, like, the 26th.
Right.
Are there people who have ADRs for those days that are now out of luck?
I assume so, and I assume they probably give them, like, there's a list of things that you can do other than that or something like that.
Which involve a lot of chicken fingers. Mm-hmm.
Dave, if that happens wherein like a restaurant is going to be closed for your ADR, like what do they do? Like, do they offer you like a list of other restaurants? Is it like when a fast pass like goes off, or
in general, they have moved customers to like a deluxe, a better restaurant like Narcosis,
okay,
or the Grand, or the California Grill. They try to do their best to
make it right. Okay. Yeah, well,
just
I think
like when the Wilderness Lodge just came out under construction, if you called up, they moved everyone in the Wilderness Lodge who didn't want to stay there to the Polynesian.
Oh, wow. At the same price.
Right.
That's great.
Your friend and our friend, Kay Pern, was able to take advantage of that.
Oh, great. Good for Kay. Okay, so real quick, I wanted to give a little review on the Frozen Holiday Wish. Have you guys both seen this?
I saw a bit of it last year.
Dave, have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay, so basically, you know, Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff come out. They do some cool stuff with Olaf at the castle. To be honest, I felt like it should have been, like, it's definitely the real people, like, talking. They're not doing, like, a dub or anything like that. But I felt like it probably should have been. Like, they probably should have gotten Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel to record their dialogue, just like they did for Josh Gad. Because when Elsa lights the castle, it's kind of anticlimactic because they play the Let It Go music, but she's just kind of moving her arms and the lights are going on in the castle. I feel like it would have been so much powerful if she were singing the song at the time.
I get that.
I like, it's the perfect length. It's not too long. It's not too short. And the effect of the castle itself freezing is actually really cool.
Yeah. Well, we knew they could deliver on that part of it, you know?
But the only other thing, like when they would do the Frozen fireworks at DHS, there were giant screens in which you can see the characters. Like, you know, if you're back by like Main Street, you're not seeing anything that's going on in that stage.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is fine, but you know, it's at the end of the day, it's okay, I guess, because you know what you need to see is the castle. Yeah, the icicle lights come on. So
right, I mean, you could see it from far away too. So
ready for some Epcot news?
Of course, always ready.
So in Epcot news, Mission Space is adding more, more rides. I guess I don't want to say Mission Space is adding more space, but they are. They're adding more orange ride-throughs.
Why is this?
I guess more people want to do orange than want to do green. Orange is, of course, the more fearsome one that almost killed me.
But we mean that they're taking away from green space?
Yes, they are. There are four.
Oh, no.
So there are four ride bays. It used to be two orange, two green. Now it's going to be three orange, one ride bay will be green.
I assume that that's based on the amount of like the preference. So
I would assume it would be, you know, by demand. Dave, have you ever done orange?
Yes, once.
I will never do that again. Like I literally, like I thought I was going to have to use the bag in front of me.
I do like that they give you a bag.
They do.
It took me about 35-40 minutes to feel normal after a ride.
It took me even longer. Like I felt weird the whole night. Like I literally got off that ride, stumbled back to my car, drove back home, and just laid in bed because like it was a day killer for me. They tell you though, they're like, look straight ahead, do not look to your left, do not look to your right, and do not close your eyes, because that's when you could tell that you're spinning. I think. So. Okay, so a Flower and Garden Festival has been extended to 90 days this year.
Is that like when the groundhog sees his shadow?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It's going to be, normally it was 75 days, and they have expanded it from 75 to 90.
That's cool.
This is the 23rd year for the festival, and it will go from March the 2nd to May the 30th. New this year is going to be for the first time ever a topiary of Huey, Dewey, and Louie, which is going to be over by Donald and Daisy. There's also going to be a Ranger Mickey topiary, and they're doing like a Fab Five garden where it's going to be obviously the Fab Five, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, and there's going to be like interactive instruments for kids to play with and stuff like that.
Interesting. Cool.
Have you guys have done Flower and Garden both, right?
I have. It's pretty neat.
Dave, you did it?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Did Dave do it? I missed the old game of Did Dave Do It.
I know.
Okay, so we have some DAC news, Disney's Animal Kingdom. Tiffin's is a new signature table service restaurant coming in spring 2016 to Animal Kingdom. So what is Tiffin's? I know you're asking this, Pete.
Yeah, I don't love the name, so yeah, what is it?
Yeah, so it is going to be celebrating the art of traveling. It's going to be open for lunch and dinner, and the menu draws from all the places that inspired the creation of Disney's Animal Kingdom. So Africa, Asia, you know, I'm sure there'll be some Indian food there too. It's located by the rear of Pete Safari on a newly created piece of land. They've actually been creating this area since 2014, and it was set for, you know, an unannounced new table service restaurant, but now it's been announced. Now we know that it is Tiffin's. And Tiffin is an Indian English word for midday meal or container to carry food in.
You have a Tiffin that you bring with you, don't you?
Yeah, I always bring a Tiffin. It's called the cake container.
Right. Yeah. Shaped like a K.
Maybe one day.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about the K-tainer.
Yes, the K-tainer. Dave, if you don't know, the K-tainer is my little Tupperware that I carry into the parks with me.
Okay.
Because when
Now we call it a tippin.
Yes, now we're calling it a tippin. After my surgery, I can't really eat a lot, and the quick service offerings are so big that I typically can't finish a quick service meal. So, but Disney won't give you a take-home box at a quick service, so I will typically put it in my Tippin and take it home with me.
Sounds good.
Yep. It's one of those little local flares. So we have new info on Rivers of Light. They released quote-unquote new info, but to be honest, Pete, this is all just info that we heard previously.
Yeah, you know, I read everything and I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, well, let me look at this. And I was like, oh, I feel like I knew all this.
This is all stuff
already.
We know already. Yes. Right. So obviously the two narrators that are going to be out in the boats with the lanterns, summoning up the spirits of the animals. We did learn that there will be that puppet designer Michael Curry is involved in the project, and composer Mark Mancina and the filmmakers at Disney Nature are also involved.
Sounds good.
In the head scratcher of the evening, Flights of Wonder has been added to FastPass Plus as of November 25th. The Bird Show, Flights of Wonder.
Waiting for that?
What?
You haven't been waiting for that?
No, not typically. I don't know anyone that's like, you know what I got a fast pass? The Bird Show.
I've never even done it. Have you done it?
I have not done it. Did Dave do it?
I've only done it once, probably 15 years ago.
Dave did do it.
But?
Well, still, that counts. We have a slew of Hollywood Studios news, and as we like on this show, it's all Star Wars related for the most part.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We now have the Star Wars Hangar Bay. We know it's opening next week on December the 1st. Now we know what it involves. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Have you guys heard this already? Is this going to be new, or are you just like pretending to?
I don't know if I've heard this already.
So characters. That's the main thing we're concerned about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a dark side path and a light side path for characters. The dark side path is going to be Vader and other characters. They haven't specified which other ones yet. But the dark side path is made to look like the hangar bay of a Star Destroyer.
Okay.
Now that's pretty cool, isn't it?
I would say so.
The light side path is Chewbacca and other characters. And that is made to look like an old Rebel base. Also pretty cool.
So one's going to be like snazzy and have high tech dark side like stuff.
And the other one's going to be Yavin 4. Yeah.
Right. Right. But they're going to have like
vines growing through
CRs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They'll all be using Zunes instead of iPods.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. the Launch Bay Theater will have a special movie that interviews the creative minds behind Star Wars. There will be a Star Wars cantina in there. No word yet on if it actually offers food and drink or if it's just a place to like hang your hat for a little bit. But you can explore and take photos with all sorts of different props and, you know, that are made to look. I no word on an animatronic cantina band. No word on food. No word on if their drinks are offered there. But you can go and take pictures, and there is a holo chess table.
Are you talking about the Galactic Grill?
No, there's going to be an actual cantina in the hangar bay. But I think it sounds to me like it's just a place to go take pictures. It doesn't sound like any actual food is going to be served there.
I guess I'll have to find out.
Yep. The Game Center, where you can play current and upcoming video games by Disney, including Disney Infinity 3.0, with content specifically designed exclusively for this location.
Huh, I wonder what that means.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. Also, there will be themed galleries. The Celebration Gallery will show you memorable ships from throughout the Star Wars saga. The Preview Gallery will show you props, artifacts, and memorabilia. And the Launch Bay Cargo Area will be a retail store. This all opens December 1st. We also have details on Seasons of the Force. We know now that Seasons of the Force will be open on January the 5th. So, fireworks. Nice. Yep, fireworks will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Symphony in the Sky Star Wars fireworks. Dave, have you seen the Star Wars fireworks?
I have not. It's only coming up 2016 on the 7-day trips.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so, my roommate says that they're phenomenal. So,
hey, Dave, did you buy tickets for Star Wars, or do you not care about Star Wars so much?
I am. I have not bought. I will go see it, but I have not bought tickets.
You're not going like midnight the night before, huh?
No.
Okay.
Only if they do a Jaws 4 or something.
Didn't they do a Jaws 4?
Yeah, I think there might be a Jaws. Is that the one that was at SeaWorld? Wasn't one of the Jaws movies at SeaWorld?
I don't know. I don't really watch Jaws movies.
It might have been the third one.
First one's the best.
Oh, yeah. First one's the only one worth mentioning. Okay, so also, First Order Stormtroopers will be patrolling the park.
Oh, I like that.
I love that. There will be Star Wars food and beverages. There will be a blue milk panna cotta. What is a panna cotta? Do you guys know?
No.
Like, is that an adult beverage? Or
maybe it's like a tipping box.
I'm sure somebody will let us know. Yeah, it's like a
panna cotta is not an adult beverage. Is that what you just said?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
don't know. Google it.
I'm not going to Google it in the middle of the show.
What else are you doing?
I'm doing the show. There's going to be Padawan Limeade, a BB-8 Lemon and Buttercream Cupcake, and a Han Solo kids meal served in a Han-themed bucket.
Huh, interesting.
I'm assuming that's a Han Solo frozen carbonite bucket.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think I saw something like that from Disneyland, so I need to get that kids meal. But, you know, in Disneyland, I saw a whole thing on the food that they have over there right now from the Galactic Grill, and they have, like, a dark side burger that comes on a black bun. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It looked interesting. They had the C-3PO cheeseburger or something like that. It had some kind of clever name, like Cheese-3PO or something like that.
Hey, Kevin, panna cotta is an Italian dessert of sweetened cream thickened with gelatin and molded.
Oh, okay. I should have known that. Well, they're making that with blue milk. So there you go.
See, there you go.
No end date has been revealed for Seasons of the Force, so we don't know how long it's going to be going for.
Now, as long as people will keep coming.
I've got two things to review for you guys from DHS. One of them is the new Star Tours experience.
Oh, nice. You did
yes,
it?
Yes, I did it. I went the next day, Pete.
Oh, that sounds great. Don't tell me about it.
You don't want anything?
I don't really. No, I kind of would be surprised.
All right, I won't tell you then.
Do you want me to bow out for a second?
Well, if you want.
I feel like you really want to talk about it.
I do kind of want to talk about it, but it's okay.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the headset off for like 30 seconds.
Okay, ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, go.
So it takes place on that world in which they're all like those derelict ships are happening. You see Finn, you see the Millennium Falcon, you see TIE Fighters, and BB-8 is a new hologram that pops up. It's really, 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 really cool. And yeah, so that's about it. I don't know if Pete's coming back now or not.
Hopefully he'll come back.
Yeah. No, it was a really cool experience. I liked it a lot.
We'll send a stormtrooper for him.
It was a very herky-jerky one, though. I will say that.
Are we good?
We're good. We're good. The other thing I wanted to review real quick is the 20th and final year of the Osborne Family Spectacle at Dancing Lights.
Oh, I didn't want that spoiled either.
Well, you can't spoil it, Pete. It's gone. It's going to be gone.
Oh.
So I assume you both have seen the Dancing Lights before.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was amazed by it. Like, just the sheer number of lights that were there. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And the coolest thing is when it dances to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. Like I said, I periscoped from it and stalked Lou Mangello a little bit. kind of have a restraining order put against me now. But there were some really cool things in there, like the baby dinosaur from the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
He's in the window over there. The 101 Dalmatians, not all of them, but some of them were sitting out in front of the one house. There's that phone booth on the streets of America, like the Chinese phone booth.
Yep.
They actually tricked it out in blue and white, lights. So it looks like the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Oh, that's very cool.
I was very, very excited about that. And, you know, it was just really a great experience. There were just so many hidden Mickeys. They actually set up a, Lady and the Tramp spaghetti dinner in the little alleyway. They put up lights in there that said Tony's, and then you had the little plate with the checkered thing with the spaghetti and meatballs on them with the little candle.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. No, it was definitely awesome. So I highly recommend it. If you guys have never seen the Osborne lights and you are able to make it there before they're done, you owe it to yourself as a Disney fan to go. A lot of people wearing that new special edition T-shirt too, Pete.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot. My aunt bought it. So, you know, very, very cool. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for the news this week.
Oh, not bad.
All right, guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network. And then we will be right back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. Folks, we here at WDPN love Disney, and that should come as no surprise to anyone. But we never lose sight of the fact that the entire Disney universe sprung forth from the mind of one man. Walter Elias Disney and his tireless quest to create magic has inspired all of us for decades upon decades. But there's so much we can learn from a man like Walt Disney, who so embodies the ideas of chasing your dreams and daring to believe. And perhaps Walt's greatest accomplishment and journey was the creation of his ultimate dream, Disneyland. But how can you apply the shining examples this man set on his way to creating a landmark that has stood for six decades to your own life? You can find out in The Wisdom of Walt, Leadership Lessons from the Happiest Place on Earth, a new book written by college professor Jeffrey Barnes. Jeff examines the incredible journey Walt undertook to create Disneyland and the lessons he garnered from years of hard work and American ingenuity. He encapsulates it perfectly and then shows you how to apply this to your own daily life. Furthermore, he examines what the park means to the Disney universe, the United States, and the entire world, showcasing what can happen when a dream truly becomes immortal and outlives the man who created it. What better way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Disneyland than by reliving the adventurous, real-life endeavor of a man who dared to dream the impossible and brought so much joy into our lives as a result, and then apply his journey to your own life in the end? To pick up your autographed copy of The Wisdom of Walt, visit thewisdomofwalt.com or download the ebook copy from the Amazon Kindle store and start applying the wisdom of Walt to your life today. Guys, we all love to give the gift of jewelry to our ladies. And ladies, shouldn't your jewelry tell the story of you? Personalized charm-based jewelry is all the rage right now. So, naturally, those large jewelry stores are going to try to price gouge you, making a simple token of your affection much more financially difficult. So thank goodness for My250.com. My250 allows you to personalize your own unique look through earrings, bracelets, necklaces, wine glass markers, and so much more. What's more, they have lines of products inspired by the popular 50 Shades of Grey and my personal favorite, Disney. Their Disney stuff is absolutely off the chart. I got one for my wife. She absolutely loves it. They even take custom orders. So what are you waiting for? And what's more, listeners of the White Dragon Podcast Network receive 10% off when they enter the promo code WDPN15 at checkout. That's W, D as in dog, P as in podcast, N as in network, 15 as the promo code. So head on over to my250.com. That's M-Y numeral 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. M-Y number 2, F-I-F-T-Y. jewelrytty.com and tell your own personal story with the jewelry that you wear.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Rivanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hi there. This is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Hi, this is Sonny Eclipse, and you're listening to Two Men and a Mouse.
Folks, as you all know, you guys, you the Mousers of Two Men and the Mouse, are a huge part of this show. You're a huge part of what we do, and you are the reason why we love it so much. And we love any time we get to turn control of the show over to you guys, where we get to hear your thoughts, your opinions, and most importantly, answer your questions. And that is why this week on Two Men and the Mouse, Pete and I have decided to open up the email bag again. I can't believe it, Pete. It's back again.
I know. It just keeps showing up.
Yep. And folks, as always, when we open up the email bag, there is one man, only one man, that we can turn to in our time of need to help you with your Disney planning, to aid you in your most magical vacation ever. And that, my friends, is Dave Weicker of Magical Travel. Dave, thank you for answering the collective cry out for hope of a city in distress, the city of Two Men and the Mouse, to show up like a Batman of information and swoop in and just answer all of our questions for us here tonight.
I'm here to help you.
Yep, there we go. Dave's always here to help. Okay, so ready for our first question?
Let's do it.
All right, so our first question comes to us from Jamie Doris. Jamie says, we're traveling by plane with a picky eater and not planning on renting a car. Any experience with grocery delivery to the rooms? I'm looking at gardengrocer.com for things like cereal, milk, water, plastic bowls, etc. Do I need to know my room number before ordering? We're staying at Pop Century. Thanks. All right, Dave, any info on this?
Yep, I've had many customers use the Garden Grocer. It's very fine. They'll bring their groceries either to the your room or to the front desk.
All right. So if you don't know your room number ahead of time, they could just deliver it to the front desk and just give them your name.
Correct.
Okay.
Awesome. All the resorts have big refrigerators, and they'll keep everything for you.
Great. Now, how common is it that people do this?
It's probably around 10%.
I've always wondered, I've always thought about, whether or not people do that a lot. Because I know there's a bunch of places down here that do it.
For standard rooms, not as much. If you're staying at a villa, then, which has a bigger refrigerator and a couple things that you can actually cook food, it's a little bit more common. For standard rooms, not as much.
Pete, I'm assuming you've never done this.
I haven't, but, you know, I mean, I get it. It makes sense. I mean, part of me was like, you know, it might just be worth it to do it and get Diet Coke and, like, waters, you know?
Especially if you have, like eaters that are picky. Like, Dave, what's the markup on something like that usually, though?
It's around, no, they have a standard fee. I think the last time I looked, it was, they charge you about $25, $30.
Okay, that's actually not bad.
And usually they bring it right there. You call them, you schedule it up a week or two ahead of time, and they put you in your schedule.
I guess one thing that's important to note to people is, like, you know, your room's got a tiny fridge, so think about that before you order.
But I've had customers give me, when Staples had free delivery, people were delivering cases of water from Staples to the front desk.
Interesting. Okay. Very cool. All right. So ready to move along?
Yep.
Cameron Saradsky asks, do you guys have any info on the rumor that the Muppet-themed pizzeria is going in the old Toy Story Pizza Planet in Hollywood Studios? We do not have any info on that. I'm sure Dave doesn't either, right?
Not this time.
Honestly, I can't see that happening. I'm more worried about Muppet things going away than I am about Muppet things coming in.
Kevin, be honest. Did you send this question in to, you know, make some Muppet talk?
No. I swear to gosh, it wasn't me. But yeah, I honestly, at this point in time, I can't see them bringing in new Muppet things as much as I want it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't imagine that happening. Although we would both really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm disappointed you didn't answer that in your inner Kermit.
Oh, no, that's coming later. Don't worry. We have some impression requests for later. But yeah, honestly, I wouldn't hold your breath. I think where that rumor kind of comes from is just the knowledge that, you know, originally Mama Melrose was supposed to be Gonzo's Pandemonium Pizza Parlor. But, you know, that was a sputter die, you know, concept a long, long time ago. So I would be more worried on hanging on to Muppet Vision 3D than I would be about, you know, whether or not new things are coming, because, gosh, yeah, who knows?
Agreed.
Okay, so Justin Sweeter asks, he says, we are doing a transatlantic Disney cruise in May from Port Canaveral to Dover, England. We'll be driving to Disney to spend a week before and then taking the I-4 night cruise across the pond. After spending a few days in London, we will be flying from London to Orlando to spend another few days after the cruise. My question is this. Will we be able to use Disney transportation from our resort to the cruise terminal and from the Orlando airport back to the resort after our trip? Also, will we be able to leave our car at the boardwalk during the length of this cruise and our time in London? Thanks and love the show. We're staying at the boardwalk before and after the cruise, he says. Dave, this one is you written all over it.
I did a bunch of research on this and got the official answer and the unofficial answer.
Okay.
The first couple parts are relatively easy. You can have pay for vouchers to get you from your Disney resort to Cape Canaveral and back.
Okay.
Back to the airport with no problems. It can be added onto your cruise, and that's very simple. The big same magical express buses that take you from the airport to the resorts take you the same way, except they're decorated like ships. And that's extremely convenient. They drop you off within a couple hundred feet of the terminal. One part of the question, which I have not gotten an official answer for, the official answer is no, you can't leave your car there while you're not on Disney property.
Okay.
Unofficially, people said they have done it.
Okay.
I would hate to say yes, and then your car is not there.
Right. So I would say don't, you know, obviously don't plan on it, right?
Right. And because you're trying to avoid the parking fee at the terminals, but the parking fee is going to be very similar to depending on how many people are taking the transportation. It's going to be a very close to your fees to parking. So,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust leaving your car at the Disney Resort.
Okay, that makes
but
sense.
But people have told me they've done it.
Okay, so on it, but so so I would so clearly what it is like don't plan on doing it, but Disney might allow it.
Right, and if I hear something else, I will let you know.
That is one heck of a trip, though.
Yes, it is.
A transatlantic Disney cruise, sandwiched by stays at the boardwalk. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, Justin, you know, good luck with that. We hope you have a great time. So Katie Nelson asks us, what are the top table service restaurants to eat at Walt Disney World? Since Dave's eaten everywhere, what are his top meals to eat as well? So, Dave, what, can you give us like a top three or top five for you?
Oh, I've been thinking about this for a while. I sort of put it in categories. Like my favorite one credit category is Tutu Italia.
Yeah.
Almost anything on the menu is fantastic. I enjoy the whole thing. My son loves the lobster ravioli. He has to get that every time. Mm. One of my favorites is La Cellier for two credits, but I could eat there pretty much every day.
Yeah, I mean, La Cellier is just, it's top notch. It's my favorite by far.
And one of the ones that I like that doesn't get all the press is the Flying Fish by the Boardwalk.
Really? I've never eaten there, but I have heard good things about that in the past.
It's excellent. I had a Chilean sea bass dish that was excellent.
Very nice.
I was going to say the halibut was good too, but
Did you have it for the halibut?
Yes.
Pete, I'm going to say that you and I need to hold off on this one because I think this is a top 10 list in the future that's waiting to happen.
Oh yeah, it's a good idea.
So, okay. So thank you, Katie. That was great. Ben Power asks, if you have only one day in Orlando by yourself as a visitor, what park do you visit and what meals do you eat? I understand that time of year might change this answer as well. I think all three of us can give an answer to this. I mean, for me, if I'm here for only a little bit, I want the Disney experience, it's Magic Kingdom for me.
You know I would be going to Epcot.
Yeah, of course you would. Dave, you're the tiebreaker here.
I would be joining Pete.
Yeah. Because you got to go get some Guinness.
Get some Guinness and just walk around. I could spend the whole time just walking around the countries.
So the second part of that question is like, what if you only have the one day, what do you eat? Like what's like on a one day trip, what are you going to have?
That's a great question. I'm going to, let's assume it's a two meal basis, not right. A lunch, breakfast and kind of dinner. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go Garden Grill for lunch.
Okay.
Because that's like, my favorite. And then, oh, man, in the countries, Epcot. Man, that's difficult. I mean, it'd be hard not to say Le Cellier. Right.
Dave?
I am going to go to the Garden Grill for breakfast, mm-hmm. as I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's any
since news. It's relatively new. And then I'm going to head over to Epcot. And if it's October, I'm going to go to the Beer Garden. Ah. And if not, I'm going to, for one day, if I'm on an expense account, I'm going to go to Monsieur Paul's.
Where's that?
That is right by, in France.
Oh, is that like the one that's not on any dining plan?
Correct.
Okay. For me, I guess going to MK.
It's awesome.
For me going to MK, it would be a Crystal Palace breakfast.
Definitely.
For lunch, there would be some probably some pot roast mac and cheese action at Friar's Nook. Closing it out probably with a dinner at Be Our Guest.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, there's no Galactic Serenade in there, but
no, that's true. Oh, you know what? True. I probably do have to go get a burger just to hear Sunny Eclipse. Okay, so Paul Tower Nikki checking in. He says, "Hi, Dave. We had an awesome trip to Disneyland. Thanks for your help and suggestions, Dave and Pete. We are thinking about a Disney cruise, but don't know anything about going on a cruise. What are the top three or so pieces of advice you can give us? Also, people keep saying how expensive a Disney cruise is, but it's worth it. Look how how expensive is expensive? I'm afraid to even look." All right.
All right. The first thing is sort of the further out you can book a Disney cruise, the better off you are. Currently, you can book a Disney cruise through May 2017.
Okay.
In a few months, you're going to be able to do the rest of 2017. The soonest they come out is the least expensive rates. The rates for cruises change sort of like airfare. The more they book, the more people on the ship, the more the price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So the further out you can book, the better off you are. Yes, they are expensive. The staterooms are a little bit bigger than the standard fare. The food, the characters, everything is top-notch, top quality. Now, most of the Disney trips come out of Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Right.
They, on the Disney Dream, they have 3-night, 4-night, and sometimes 5-night trips. I recommend the 4-night trips for starters. The 3-night one seems to be over before you even get started. Mm-hmm. So the 4-night's a good thing. They're in the Bahamas. And then they have Caribbean Beach, the Caribbean on the Disney Fantasy will have 7-nighters.
Okay.
Now, in general, and then once you got the days picked, 3-night, 4-night, 5-night, 7-night, then it comes down to what type of staterooms you want. You have inside staterooms with no windows. You have a video live feed, and every once in a while, animated characters cruise by. But
yeah, and see, like for me, that's a huge plus because that makes me more comfortable with an inside stateroom. Like when I went on my Royal Caribbean cruise, we didn't want to stay inside because we thought it would be too enclosed. I feel like with one of those magic portholes, that would be really cool.
But yeah, Dave, did you say that these rooms have no windows and no doors?
Which offers you this chilling challenge.
There's always Kevin's way out.
Yes.
They have no windows, and then there's porthole staterooms with either one porthole or two. Mm. Now these are good size. 3-foot size portholes. Some of them have benches, and they vary on what type of decks they are.
Beautiful.
And they come in a couple different categories. And then there's the verandas with the high railing, 42 to 45 inch railing, which is safe for the kids. They plexiglass it in so the kids can't escape. Mm-hmm. And then they have different categories from 7A up down to 4 being the most expensive. And they also have middle of the ship costs more than being on either the bow or the stern. Hmm. And I try to put most of the customers in the midships as it rocks less.
That makes a lot of sense.
And generally, when you're doing the Bahama cruise or the Caribbean, the roughest day is generally your first day when you're leaving, when you're in the Atlantic. By late evening, you're in the Gulf. It's nice and flat. These new ships are about 3 football fields long. It takes a lot to really rock them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the smaller ones, which aren't really small, they're 2 football fields, they're pretty solid. last year I took the Disney Wonder to Alaska, and it was as flat as can be.
Hmm. Very nice. What, like, as far as a cruise goes, Dave, like, what is the most expensive you've ever seen booked, and what is the most cheapest you've ever seen booked?
Well, you can, for expensive, you can go concierge, and you can get the Walter Disney room, and it's over, it's $4,000 or $5,000 a night. It's ridiculous,
right?
But I have booked one, and people say it was the best money they've ever spent. Hmm. I mean, I could think of some good. I'd rather book three cruises,
right?
But you can go inexpensive for almost a little less than $2,000.
Okay,
for a 4-night cruise inside. You're in your stateroom more than you think.
Gotcha.
But you don't have to be in there all that much. They have deck chairs. There's places all over that you can go. But you're in your room a little bit, especially if you have the veranda. Mm-hmm. You can grab a 6-pack, get your nice frozen drink, nice. Sit out there and watch the view. I did that a lot in Alaska.
Here's my question for you, Dave. Did you do the aqueduct?
I did.
You did the aqueduct. How was it?
I did the aqueduct. Was awesome.
Is it the one that swings out over the edge of the boat?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the only reason why I would want to go.
Would be the aqueduct?
Yep.
The aqueduct is awesome.
I was on one of the inaugural cruises for travel agents, and they...
Was that on the Dream?
Yes, and it was fantastic. Mm. Yeah, it was a little cold at first, but it was. I did it around 15 times.
What Dave's referring to, guys, is something called the aqueduct, and it is what the aqueduct is a clear water slide that allows you to basically it swings you out over the edge of the ship's rail. So wouldn't it be like, I know some podcasts do this. I would love if we could ever do like a Two Men and the Mouse cruise. Like,
oh, I'd like that.
Like book like a whole like wing, like basically Dave books a whole wing of rooms and listeners and us like take them, and we all have like organized activities and whatnot. That's like a future pipe dream, I think.
We could do so. That would be great. That would be the best.
Yeah, I think definitely needs to be more like. I wish we could do more like big events with the Mousers out there. Like, I think that would be awesome. Something like that.
One of the big things about a Disney cruise is the dining, the rotational dining.
Yeah.
The cruise ships, they have three main restaurants, and you switch every day. You know, the coolest thing is your wait staff goes with you. So once you get to know them, they're with you the whole trip for dinner. And for a longer trip, it's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard that they go with you. That's tremendous. Because like one of the things I loved on my cruise was getting to know the waiters, because you have the same waiter or waitress every night on those. But this is awesome because the waiter and the servers follow you to the different restaurants. I think that's really cool because you get to see them in like different places and they get to know like what you like and things like that.
Yep, they.
Katarina Dupre, another cruise question. She asks, is a Disney cruise a good option if you don't have kids? I know they have adult things to do, but is it a good variety that would be worth it? That's a good question.
I have done Disney cruises with children and without children.
Mm-hmm.
They have generally about 5 separate bars in the adult area. They have different bars throughout the ship. There's activities going on all the time. There's single malt scotch tastings, champagne tastings, tequila tastings. They can go on and on. Besides seeing some of the Broadway style plays,
mm-hmm.
and there's their own. Each ship has their own spa, so you can spend time doing those activities. There's a lot of things. There's adult-only sections of the ship where they have live bands and things. There's plenty to do. You can get your Disney fill and not feel like you're being chased down by children everywhere.
That's great. So lots of things to do for a Seawalk, a couple without kids.
Yeah.
Awesome. And another kind of like along the same line here, Ben Power asks, what are the best things to do at Disneyland with no children? Pete and I did a whole episode on Walt Disney World with no kids. But what are the best things to do at Disneyland?
That's... I mean, to me, I would do the parks and do everything if I had children or not.
You wouldn't change anything.
I wouldn't really change much because it's so historic there. Mm-hmm. I would probably do a couple more tours.
I was just going to say tours. Like, do they
16,
do
16 and older? I did one walking in Walt's footsteps.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That was great. We went into where his offices were.
We
weren't able to get into the main restaurant, but we did get into the lobby.
Oh, what of the club there? Club 33?
The club. But
Dave, you're a member of that club, right? You're obviously a member of that club.
Oh, I wish I
Who,
was.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
That's something I want to do sometime, but yeah. I don't know how to manage
it. Is it 3300 Club or?
That's Club 33.
33.
Club 33. You have to get one of your listeners who's a member, Pete, and get us all in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes, if any listeners are members of Club 33 and want to take me, Dave, and Pete, we'd very much appreciate it. So, okay, and then Pete, did you have anything to add about that? About like, you know, the stuff you thought would be good for adults without kids?
You know, I mean, honestly, you know how I park. I mean, if I was going there, my adult trip would be the same as my kid trip.
Of course.
I will say there are a number of great restaurants. I love Napa Rose. It's right in the Grand Californian, which if you're in the parks, you can go straight through California Adventure right into the hotel. So it's not like you have to like really leave the parks even. And it's a beautiful restaurant. So, I mean, there's a lot of good adult dining options. But I mean, really, if you're in Disneyland, yes, it's an adult trip, but you're really going there to enjoy the same thing all of us enjoy.
Excellent.
I agree.
Okay, so Katarina Dupre comes in with one last question. She says, another question. If we are going to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party during a trip, would you suggest not having a park ticket for that day and just entering the park at 4? This is more of a preference question. Now, I thought about this one because I've done Not-So-Scary. We've all done Not-So-Scary. Honestly, I would say, like, if you're going to be dressing up, like, I would say maybe do a pool day until like 2:30, and then shower, get in your costumes, and head over for 4 o'clock. Because if you think about it, the party is going until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So why not? Why not save some money and have like a down day if you're going to be out late?
You know, my friend Brian's actually going to Disney World basically for Thanksgiving. They're stopping to see family first. But his first day, I believe, is Sunday. I can't remember if you told me it was Saturday or Sunday. But he's actually doing that. They're getting in late that day. Not crazy late, but in the afternoon. So instead of buying a day on his hopper for that day, they basically got tickets to go to Very Merry. And I thought it was a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I mean, they wanted to do it on their trip anyway. So, and it gives you kind of a different – like, you and I are both so used to our normal first day, like first thing in the morning, beautiful. So it's kind of a different, outlook to see the Magic Kingdom like that. The first time, it's actually kind of cool in a way. At night with the castle lit up and, snow on Main Street. It's kind of a pretty impressive first outing for a Disney trip.
And just for customers know, for Mickey's and Not So Scary, even though the tickets say the event starts at 7 p.m., you can get into these events at 4 p.m.
Yes.
So some people may not know that. Now, my thing is, it depends really how long you're staying. If you're staying for 6-7 days, the difference between a 6-day ticket and a 7-day ticket is going to be $10.65 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get up early and hit the parks for a couple hours, then go back to the pool, then go back to this event, you could do that.
Right.
So I like going something like that, go to the Crystal Palace, right when it opens, before the parks open, so I can walk with no one around and then go back to the resort.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense. That definitely does make sense. So I guess it's more of like a, but if you're going for 3 days, you know, like maybe just get a 2-day ticket and then don't go to the park, because right. that's more of a big
difference. I would definitely then that way go at 4 o'clock.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, okay, cool. So those are the questions. We do have some impression requests, if you guys are prepared for this.
What kind of impressions?
We have three today. The first one comes from Gareth Kinnear, okay? Gareth requests to hear Kermit the Frog sing the theme song from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, I love that song.
Okay, you ready to hear me butcher it as a frog?
I
love how Dave is getting up and walking away as we're about to do it, because he's like, I don't need to hear Kevin do this.
Dave has a special place in his heart for Fresh Prince, so I mean, he doesn't want to hear it.
Clearly, Uncle Phil is his homeboy.
I'll be back.
So, Pete, there is going to be background music here, but you won't be able to hear it.
I'm back.
Because I'm playing it through the... So, the final product, you'll be able to hear it, but, you know, that would involve you listening to the show. I know you don't do that.
Are you going to beatbox a little bit? I'm just curious.
Probably not. If you hear a little lightsaber sound effect, it's because I put the Google Chrome Star Wars theme to my Google Chrome. Right. So now there's like lots of like Star Wars-y things that happen. Okay, so ready?
Yep.
But by the way, I will point out, my roommate's home watching TV in the other room. He's probably going to be like, what is happening in that room when he hears what's about to happen? So here we go. All right, Gareth, this one's for you. Come on, music. Here we go. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of the school, when a couple of guys, who were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo homes to Bel Air! All right, I'm going to cut it off there. I just wanted to hear Kermit say Holmes.
Not the whole thing?
Very good.
You want the whole thing? All right, fine. We'll keep going. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, Holmes, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. There, you happy? We got the last little bit.
I mean, why
out.
Would you not finish that?
That's
you know?
True. I didn't realize. I forgot that there was just so little left. Okay. The next one is going to be a little bit more difficult, and it's going to take a lot of effort on my part because it's a new impression, Pete.
Oh, who is it?
Katarina Dupre has requested to hear the Mad Hatter from Disney's Alice in Wonderland singing Grim Grinning Ghost. Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Okay.
And we're talking Mad Hatter from... Edwin, we're talking.
Right.
All right, ready for this one?
No.
No? You let me know when you're ready.
I mean, you should go for it.
Okay, I'll just go for it then, because you're never going to be ready for this, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right, here we go. I'm trying to, like, mentally put myself in this one, and it's hard. Okay. When the crypto of Craig and the tombstone shakes, hoof come out for a spin and wake. Happy Haunt materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize, don't you know? Don't close your eyes and don't try to hide. For a silly spook may sit by your side. Okay, we're going to cut that one off now because I lost the lyrics.
I'm all right with that.
Grim Grinning Ghost come out to socialize. All right, so that was the Mad Hatter. I get the feeling, Pete, that you're not all that impressed with my Mad Hatter.
No, I did like your Mad Hatter. I just, you know, I love that song.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to hear me butcher it. Finally, Jillian Lassiter has asked to hear Everybody Has a Laugh in Place from Splash Mountain and Nowhere Else, because that movie doesn't exist. as sung in the style of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Who's that?
The wrestler.
Okay.
All right, ready? No?
I'm with you on this one.
Okay, so this one you actually want to hear.
I'm going to Google who Stone Cold is, and then I will know. And we'll
okay, do you want
good.
Me to wait so for you to Google, or do you want to just do it while I'm doing it?
No, I'm doing it as we speak. Go All right. for it.
All right. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Here we go. Waiting for the music to start. Okay. There's laughter in the background. Hee ho ho ho. Boy, am I in luck. I'm visiting my laughing place. Yuck, 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 yuck. Everybody's got a laughing place. Laughing place to go ho ho. Take a frown, turn it upside down, and you'll find yours, I know, ho ho. Honey and rainbows on my way. We're laughing cause my work is play. Boy, am I in luck. I'm visiting my laughing place. What? There you go. There you go.
That sounded authentic.
Yeah, I try. All right, so there are your impression requests, folks. I always appreciate doing them for you. And I hope they were somewhat entertaining this time around. No Doofenshmirtz requests this week.
I know. What's up with that?
I'm actually kind of glad because, like, I'm hurting a little bit right now after these. I'm not going to lie.
I think we should do an entire Doofenshmirtz show.
You brought this up before, and I will once again say no to that. Because we'll never do another show again because I'll be dead.
You wouldn't actually expire. Come on.
I think I would. If I had to be like, hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 100. Recorded on whatever date this is. You know, like, that would be really, really hard.
That'd be awesome.
My name is Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Heinz.
Pete? What are you doing?
I'm ready to kick off the show.
Yeah, see, it'd be perfect. It would be a good show. I think it would actually be a good one. Well, you know what? Let's store that away for one of those weeks where I'm like, Pete, what do you want to do this week? And neither of us can tell.
Right. So we just do an entire show like that.
Entire show like that, where it's just like I sit out and you and Heinz Doofenshmirtz do it together.
I think that would be awesome.
Okay. All right. So I'm just glad we're on the same page there. All right. So, Dave, you've given us a lot of great information today and a lot of wonderful planning advice. But, you know, guys, Dave is not just a wealth of knowledge that just does this in his free time. This is Dave's full-time job. Dave is a licensed Disney travel agent and vacation planner. And so, Dave, what do people have to do in order to contact you personally to get some advice on trips and maybe, you know, book something at no additional cost to them?
They can reach me at my work number at 908-709-4199, or they can send me an email at dave@magicaltravel.com or disneydavew@verizon.net.
Perfect.
I also have Dave Weichert at Magical Travel on Facebook. You can track me down many different ways, and be glad to put that trip together or that Disney cruise.
Absolutely, folks. And you know what? Dave's knowledge, I mean, you hear how knowledgeable he is. He's stayed at almost, he's visited every Disney resort, stayed at almost all of them, has eaten at every Disney restaurant. Dave knows Disney backwards and forwards, and he will bring that expertise to work for you at your vacation to make sure you have the most magical experience ever. And of course, he does this at no additional cost to you. You never pay anything for his services, and we are always so blessed and so honored to have him come into the studio. Dave, thanks so much for being here today and bringing your expertise in here once again.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Pete. And everyone out there, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, Mousers, one and all. All right, Pete, so we about done?
Yeah, I guess so.
You think we're good? You think like we're ready to shove off, as it were? Like set sail, you know, raise the gangplank and... You know.
Hey, so what are you doing in Orlando for Thanksgiving? Do you have a plan?
Oh, we don't need to go into that because it's just going to depress everybody.
No, it's not going to depress everyone.
No, I mean, like, I'm coming home for Christmas for like a week. So because of that, I pretty much have to kind of spend Thanksgiving here, like, by myself. So, you know, I bought a little turkey. I'm going to make a tiny little bit of stuffing. And I'm going to have a little, you know, little me party, a little me Thanksgiving.
Watch. See, that's the difference in you and me. I would buy a very small turkey and make a large portion of stuffing.
Maybe I'll make a medium-sized portion of stuffing. I don't want to be wasteful. I mean, you know, they're
no, but you could eat that for the whole week. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, but no, it typically goes bad after a couple days, so.
Oh, yeah? I mean, it doesn't last that long in my house.
I mean, I bought like a 5.4-pound turkey. So, you know, I think that's just about enough.
It's a murky. It's a mini turkey.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like it's just like turkey breast. It's not like the legs or anything like that.
Right.
You know. So, all right. What about you guys? I'm assuming you're having the big Mandel family Thanksgiving, right?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Dave, I'm sure you're having a big Thanksgiving celebration.
We're going down to Jersey Shore, hanging out with my parents. My son's coming in from the University of Maine. And so it'll be great.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to try to coordinate my turkey with my parents' turkey and then, like, Skype in and be there, like, electronically.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like a Jetsons Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so. Or like a Spaceship Earth Thanksgiving.
Yes, exactly.
I think they do that in one of the animations at the end.
Absolutely. I think that's part of it. All right, so we about ready to be done?
Let's do it.
All right, so I guess by that statement, that means that that's going to do it for 2 Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We always love having you here with us. And please, of course, give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2meninthemouse. We're on Twitter at 2meninthemouse. And we are on Instagram as White Dragon PN. The White Dragon Podcast Network is also on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter at White Dragon PN. You can also join in the Disney conversation with us and all of our great friends from around the world in our Facebook discussion group at facebook.com/groups/2meninthemouse. Always number 2 Men and the Mouse. Please tweet us and tag us with any photos of you guys in the parks. Please share them. We always love it. You know, the group is private. Only members can see it. And it's always really great to share that which we all love with our listeners, that being Disney Parks. If you want your questions answered on a future episode of the Email Bag, please send questions to questions@2menandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it with your friends and family members, tweet it out, talk it up, give it a rate and review on iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously, and it's only through your kind words that this show will continue to grow and prosper. Folks, for Peter Mandel and his great comic book store here, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, check him out at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or check him out at roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you want to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, please check out The Wisdom of Walt, the new book written by college professor Jeffrey Barnes, detailing Walt Disney's journey to create Disneyland, and how you can apply those lessons to your own daily life. You can find that at thewisdomofwalt.com. And if you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, or any Disney park throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please, folks, look up our good friend, our sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. You can find Dave on Facebook as Dave from Magical Travel, or email him, dave@magicaltravel.com. And Dave, what was that phone number?
908-709-4199.
There you go, folks. And folks, for me, just please check out the other great programming here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. And please check out geekwatchtower.com for all of your geek news, television, movies, reviews. That'll be being updated more frequently as time goes on as well. Folks, thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Dave, any closing words?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Pete, any closing words?
He stole my closing words.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You want to say it anyway? We'll all pretend we didn't hear it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, folks. For Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, for Peter Mandel, my name's Kevin Kessler, and please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on 2 Men and the Mouse. And please have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving.